Ray McDonald, I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jim Bertel reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
Absolutely. It was a strong move forward. It was great to see China and Russia join us in that. It now needs to be followed up with diplomacy where we get China and the United States working with the same strategy with North Korea to find a way that we can ease the tension and get North Korea to change directions.
The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians, while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast through its Amaq news agency. Today's bombing comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a National Directorate of Security training facility in Kabul. The U.S.-based company ResearchNow SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, is now confirming 37 employees died in the blaze. The fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control. The local fire marshal says the blaze might have started in a furniture store on the third floor of the building. From Washington, this is VOA News. Peru's president has pardoned former authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori. Reuters' Nathan Fandino reports.
President Pedro Pablo Kaczynski pardoned the 79-year-old former leader on Sunday, citing Fujimori's deteriorating health. Fujimori was rushed to the hospital late on Saturday after suffering a severe drop in blood pressure and an abnormal heartbeat. The pardon clears Fujimori of a 25-year sentence for his convictions on human rights crimes and graft. A deeply divisive figure, he governed Peru from 1990 to 2000. While many consider him a corrupt dictator, others credit him with ending an economic crisis and a bloody leftist insurgency.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Spain's King Felipe directed his Christmas message to the separatist-minded region of Catalonia and what he says is the need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists.